Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. The State Department of Justice says opponents of Wisconsin's 2011 redistricting plan are using a hodgepodge of social science measures to make their case. Attorney General Brad Schimel has filed a new legal brief with the U.S. Supreme Court, which is considering the state's appeal of a ruling by a three-judge federal panel, which found last year that the GOP's Assembly and Senate district maps were unconstitutionally gerrymandered in the Republicans' favor. In his latest filing, Schimel says Democratic voters who sued against the redistricting are no longer defending their core argument that new maps should be based on an efficiency gap that tests the weight of Democratic votes to those of the GOP majority. Instead, the legal brief says a plaintiff seek what Schimel calls an unspecified brew of social science measures that could lead to challenges in district lines throughout the U.S. And the Oneida County Board last February had a training session on Wisconsin's open meetings law, but the board chair says more work needs to be done. During a meeting this week, Board Chair David Hintz said the board must be careful with the open meetings law and they're working toward clearer agendas.
We've had some issues with what I call traditional items being on our agenda for the full county board, things like other business. In reviewing the county code, other business is mentioned. Also some dangerous things like unfinished business, which is just too ambiguous for a meeting agenda.
Hintz says one step is to always make motions after a closed session is completed so the public can hear what action is decided upon from the session where the public is legally barred. Hintz says Corporation Counsel Brian Desmond has rewritten the county code to bring the county into compliance with state open meeting laws. That draft will be reviewed at an upcoming committee meeting and is likely to come before the board next month. And when does the time-honored American tradition of political protest or demonstration cross the line and become a riot? That's the question that a package of anti-riot bills introduced this week by State Representative John Spiros aims to answer.
What's interesting is the fact that riot is not defined in our statutes anywhere. And that really got me to move forward and say, all right, wait a second here. And I've seen what other states are putting forth, and a lot of them are doing exactly the same thing.
Spiros says the legislation sets out to define what a riot is, prohibit the blocking of traffic, and to stop anyone from carrying a firearm while rioting, while still protecting the First and Second Amendment rights. The Republican lawmaker says the bills are also meant to give law enforcement the tools they need to help keep the public safe and maintain law and order. And women are being urged to make their own health a priority during National Women's Health Week. Tim Morrissey reports.
This week marks the 18th annual observance of National Women's Health Week, led by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Women are being urged to make their own health a priority. Michelle Williams is a singer and former member of the pop group Destiny's Child. She is now an ambassador for the agency's Office on Women's Health. Williams says women tend to ignore themselves because they're too busy taking care of everyone else and balancing that with a career. She says women also say they're too busy to work out or eat correctly, but she encourages everyone to get creative.
Take 15 to 20 minutes. It could be while you're making dinner, say while the spaghetti is boiling. How many minutes does it take for spaghetti to boil? Well, you can do some calf raises, some jumping jacks with the kids or something.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says more than 60% of U.S. adult women are overweight, and of those, about a third are considered obese. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
And the Ho-Chunk tribe has urged a federal court to let the tribe continue an expansion of its small casino near Wittenberg. The nearby Stockbridge Munsee tribe has filed suit to try and halt the current construction of a hotel and more gaming space in what's being an ancillary facility until now. In a legal brief, the Ho-Chunk says the expansion is allowed as part of the tribe's gaming compact with the state, and the Stockbridge Munsee tribe should not be given the right to interfere with its plans. But the Stockbridge contend that the new Ho-Chunk facility would hurt the North Star Casino about 20 miles from Wittenberg at Boulder. And rescuers have been searching for two men whose canoe capsized in the Flambeau River near Ladysmith. The men, whose names were not immediately released, fell in the river Thursday afternoon. State and local agencies have been conducting both a ground and air search for the men. Officials warn that the river has strong currents following this week's thunderstorms and an apparent tornado. The weather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, low 37. Saturday, rain, mainly after 11 a.m., high near 50. More showers likely Saturday night with a low dropping down to about 43. Then Sunday, 40% chance of showers, cloudy, high near 55, and a lessening chance of rain as we head into early parts of next week. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for 6 hours of the Blues. Blues Friday coming your way here on WXPR. Jeff Burke will be in first, then Radio Ron. I'm Ken Kroll.